You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now we're going to turn to Solano State Prison for a Bay Area Beat story about an incarcerated pianist.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
This piece comes from producer Brian Mazza. He calls it Keys to the Cage.
Can you state your name, age, and where you're from?
Yeah, Maimon Pony, Sacramento. I'm 42 years old. My mom had me take lessons throughout elementary school, junior high. She paid for private school, private piano lessons, and I'm glad she did that.
How many hours a day did you practice?
Oh, at first, maybe one or two, but we ended up settling on 1 hour a day.
Did you feel like a piano was kind of pushed
on? No, I hated it growing up because I was forced to practice, and my piano was right in front of a huge living room window where I'm seeing my friends play out in the street, and I didn't want to sit there and play scales and Hannon chords, so I just kind of pouted, but in the end, it worked out better. I had an adventure in high school, had an audition for Juilliard, but my behavior was I was way out. And then I ended up getting pushed through a plate glass window in the high school gymnasium and severed the tendons in my hand, and that kind of stopped my playing for a while. I told the doctor that I was a piano player, and he was gonna sew it up without suturing the tendons back together, but they ended up getting a specialist in there and getting my tendons back together. So
I don't want to get into the nuts and bolts of it, but you're gonna get out pretty soon, aren't you?
Hopefully this year.
That's good news. What do you plan on doing?
Gonna practice, start gigging probably in South Lake Tahoe.
How much does a piano player, a lounge player of your caliber, make in a year, per se?
Well, it depends on what you're spending your money on and what you can take home. Yeah, I never knew, because I live from day to day and gig to gig.
Really? So you were partying hard, pretty much. Was that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, it's for a drug addict or an alcoholic to be in a party atmosphere in a bar or in a restaurant where they have alcohol, and you have very little discipline. Someone like that is gonna just follow the easy way.
Do you think that your recidivism is basically due to drug addiction?
Absolutely. I'm done with that stuff. I'm just gonna kind of hole myself up and like a hermit and play music and maybe find a couple people to jam with.
Yeah.
And maybe go. And I was a church organist for a while, so if I'm involved in the church and that type of atmosphere, I can play and have an audience, and the sacred music will kind of keep me grounded.
Sure. It'll give you kind of like a decompression period after getting out. You'll be in an environment that'll be, you know, semi-safe.
Yeah, yeah, warm up to it.
That was Maimon Pony on the keyboard speaking with Brian Mazza. Brian is a producer in KALW's radio class at Solano State Prison. KALW's work in prisons is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the best of their ability, and all content is approved by information officers. For more stories from our prison projects, go to KALW.org.